On our Press Box podcast, we're with John Smoltz. John, just talk about your first week here in St. Louis. Kind of a whirlwind for you, huh?
Been a lot of fun. Never would have imagined, 15, 16 days ago I'd end up in this place with a great environment and an opportunity to regain what I know I can do. And it's just, couldn't ask for a better opportunity after things didn't go as well as I'd like them to go.
Yeah, how frustrating is that when you know you still have it and just wondering if you're going to get that opportunity? And
well, a lot of variables come into play. I mean, I needed a break. I needed to find it. I needed to find the correction because, obviously, I wasn't doing real well, and I knew it. It wasn't a matter of can I not, will I regain it? It's just when and if I have enough time to do it, and certainly so far it's been good.
What was it? What did you find out about yourself and to kind of turn it around and get it back, if you will?
Well, the biggest thing was a mechanical thing with my foot. I mean, my heel was sliding away from the rubber, and I was had some alignment problems, but more importantly, the depth of my pitches wasn't allowing to be as effective as they needed to be. And so from that, you just start getting into some bad habits, and you don't throw the pitches that you need to throw to get big league hitters out. And then maybe could have been tipping some pitches that would have been possibly aiding to my lack of success.
All right, talk for the average fan that's listening to this. Talk about finding something or figuring something out is I would say, as small, and maybe it isn't as small as your foot slipping on the rubber. Just
well, it's a big part of pitching. 1 or 2 inches can translate into 6 and 7 inches of missing spots, and then you're not going to be very effective. And that alignment is like basically aiming in the right-handed batter's box, trying to throw to the left-handed batter's box is not going to be a very good thing. It's a crossfire. It's not something that my arm and shoulder, especially post-surgery, was going to be able to be very comfortable doing. And so from that, I'm able to go more of a straight line to the places that I want to go. And then, so far it's allowed me to throw some better pitches.
Talk about the Cardinals locker room and the first thing that you noticed when you arrived.
Well, they like to have a lot of fun. They're loose. They're professional. They do the things they have to do to win. It shows up and things go and momentum and everything that they've added here lately has given them a position to feel confident. But they pitch the ball well, they catch it, and they hit very well. And it's a good combination to have when you're going into the postseason.
I was talking with Adam Wainwright a few minutes ago. His locker is just a couple of stools away from yours. Talk about your relationship. He says he's known you for a long time, and you've kind of seen him grow up.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I'm proud of him to watch what he's accomplished already in a short time of his career. And as a youngster in the Atlanta Braves organization, you could see the promise. It was very frustrating when we made the trade because I personally knew it wasn't going to be a trade that was the guy we were getting we're going to keep very long. So it happens in a game. I was a product of it, and he got a break, and it certainly helped his career, and he's flourished from it. And, I'm just going to enjoy watching him pitch when I retire.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever imagined that you'd be sitting a couple of stalls down from him, did you?
No. And when he called and sent a text and the opportunity exists, I mean, obviously it's exciting to get reunited with him and D-Row and the likes of some of the guys that I played against. So it's been a lot of fun.
So how personal is this for you to, I don't know, necessarily to prove to other people? Do you feel you have to prove to yourself that you can still do it, or this final, month and a half of the season?
Well, I know I can. And if you have to prove it to yourself and get the results, and certainly perception and storylines can change really fast in this game. And it's what you've done for me lately. And I could have sat at home and just been able to get ready for 2010, but had that cloud of, unknown, and it would have been probably difficult to re-engage with somebody to let them know that I've fixed everything I need to fix. But time will tell, and certainly I'm not going to get caught up in it as much as I did before.
All right, this play kind of fantasy baseball here. Could you envision, if everything worked out and you could talk the other guys into it, if you, Maddox, and Glavin could be on a staff together one more season?
Wow. It would be fun, but it'd be reliving some of the greatest times of my life. And I just have enjoyed every moment thinking about that 10-year run and just even thinking about playing golf and all the things that we've done. And hopefully somewhere down the road we'll have some golf reunion trip to be able to go somewhere and have a lot of fun.
That's great. Thanks a lot for your time, and good luck.
My pleasure.